This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hey, America, 53 countries that are listening to me right now, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Just remain silent until there's nothing left. Okay, that's how you destroy your country. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to highlight something really quick, and we're going to get over to They Would Just Sing Louder. Been talking about the correlation between the Muslims, the homosexuals, Adolf Hitler, what's happening in America today. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, this just reported, Pope commissioned report to attack sex abuse victims while defending convicted molester priest. Nothing new. Demonize the victims. At all costs, you have to protect your own. Demonize the victims. If you go back to Boys Town, friends, you'll see that's exactly what corrupt politicians that were being busted for pedophilia were doing. Namely, in Nebraska, a little town called Boys Town. Again, if you haven't taken the time to watch the documentary, go to Conspiracy of Silence. This is why you're in trouble. Again, it's because of what you tolerate, America. That's why you're in trouble. Again, Pope commissioned a report to attack sex abuse victims while defending convicted molester priest. And the reason they're defending him is because he knows too much. He's one of them. They would just sing louder. Going back to Adolf Hitler and the church. The evangelical church during that particular time. They would just sing louder. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, when the hypocrites and accomplices to Adolf Hitler, Matthew 7:21-23, would sing praises to Jesus in the Protestant churches in Germany, they would sing louder to drown out the noise of the Jews, the gypsies, and the dissidents that were crying out for help while they were being hauled off in cattle cars to concentration camps, or even worse, extermination camps. Read Psalm 78, verse 9. Did you hear what I said? They would just sing praises to Jesus in the Protestant churches in Germany. They would just sing louder to drown out the noise of those that were being led to the slaughter. Kind of reminds me today, you know, football games and baseball games and hockey games and being entertained out of their freedoms. Oh, if people only knew what Caesar said. When he said, give people a bread and a spectacle, I can do whatever I want with them. Reminds me of George Orwell when he said back in the 80s, friends, when he said that beer and football was on the horizon of their minds. They were easily controlled. Yep, controlled little useful robots. When church services were over, they would find their cars toppled with the ash of the bodies that were burned in the incinerators. Oh, Bradley, I just can't believe that you're actually bringing these things forward. Well, let me tell you something. That sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? And of course it is. But just think back under Adolf Hitler, they weren't killing babies 3,000, 4,000 a day like you accept today in America. To the equivalency of 58 million now babies. 18 states. To the equivalent of 18 states, you've allowed babies to be murdered in the womb in this country. And there's people that are offended by the things that I'm talking about that took place 70 and 80 years ago back in Adolf Hitler's time. When church services were over, they would find their cars toppled with the ash of the bodies that were burned in the incinerators. Oh, my goodness, Bradley. See, they would be praising Jesus inside of the churches. And when the Jews and gypsies and dissidents that were crying out for help in the cattle cars, again, that were being hauled off in the cattle cars to concentration camps or even worse, extermination camps, they would just sing louder. That's all they had to do is sing louder. Just turn the radio up. Just turn the television up. Just buy more tickets. Where there's 40 to 60,000 people, 40 to 60,000 people praising the men in tights fighting over a pig ball on the screen, and forget about your obligation and duty before God and man. Yes. Yes, America. You have succeeded in this very fact, in this very point that I'm making even today. Now, to further the atrocities of these traitors to Christ, they were the ones handing off their youth groups to do Hitler's killing for them, too. They were called Hitler's youth, for those that didn't know. Did you know that? Hitler's youth were the youth groups in churches in Germany during that time. I mean, that's all Hitler has to say is, just like any other wannabe dictator, it's just hold up the Bible. Put your hand on the Bible. Hang out with Christian leaders who are just as corrupt as the political figure himself, because that's what's happening in America. It's true. I can tell you it's true. I have the hat and I have the t-shirt. I can tell you it's true, America. Matter of fact, I was just given information from a week and a half ago when Donald Trump met with all of the spiritual leaders. Oh, they love accolades, don't they? They love the praise of men. Isn't it amazing how they love to be highly esteemed among men, which is an abomination in the sight of God? I was given firsthand experience that all these church leaders had this private meeting with Donald Trump. And I'm told, America, that these church leaders, as they like to call themselves, you know, the bishops and the deacons and the pastors, you know, these church leaders on a nationwide scale, I heard for hours they did nothing but praise Donald Trump behind closed doors. They did nothing but praise the President of the United States of America. That's scary, man. That's really scary. You know, if I would be put in a position, and the Lord sees fit to put me in that position, I guarantee you I would not be worshiping him or the best president we ever had in the United States of America. And by the way, no president that was truly there to serve the people would want the praise of the church neither. You know, it reminds me of none other than the seventh president, Andrew Jackson. When there was this faithful preacher who had the opportunity to confront Andrew Jackson for his sins before a just and a holy God. Well, the church sat there and praised him while he walked into the church. Mr. Peter Cargill had the audacity, the internal fortitude, the love of Christ in his heart to obey God by telling Andrew Jackson that he better repent or else. Now, what happened is the church all stood back, looking at Peter Cargill as if he was to be ridiculed and rebuked for obeying God in the midst of all this human praise going to a fallen man. And interestingly enough, the church went up to Andrew Jackson and apologized for Peter Cargill. But Andrew Jackson, knowing a man of truth, said, "If I could find 100 men like that, I can change this country." And he went and paid Peter Cargill a compliment for obeying God rather than man. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, "I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers." They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
My goodness. Was I saying Peter Cargill? Yes, I was. His name is Peter Cartwright. Forgive me. My faithful wife came down and told me it's Cartwright. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I was just sharing with you that the churches in America, what you would call church overseers, you know, pastors. Hey, by the way, 1 Corinthians 12:28. Pastors don't lead churches, friends. Read your Bible. Apostles, prophets, and teachers lead the churches. Not the pastors. Read your Bible. Matter of fact, pastor is named once in the New Testament. One time. And yet, in the United States of America, we have pastors all over the place that are not called to lead anything. Yes, they're to tend the flock. But the fact of the matter is, friends, apostles, prophets, and teachers. First the apostle, then the prophet. Secondly, and thirdly, teachers, it says in 1 Corinthians 12:28. They had a secret meeting with Donald Trump. What were they doing? They were praising him for hours. Firsthand, friends, praising him. Now, if I was a president of the United States of America, I would turn and rebuke those people for praising me. Because that praise belongs to God, not to man. And what ran through the same channel when I was highlighting that, friends, is the conversion of President Andrew Jackson and Peter Cartwright. Well, the church was praising the president, showing more honor to him than they do Christ, in obedience to Christ's words and his commandments. They were praising a fallen, corrupt reprobate. But because of the likes of Peter Cartwright getting in President Andrew Jackson's face and telling him what the deal was before God and himself to bring about conversion at length, the church stepped in and apologized for Peter Cartwright to Andrew Jackson, whereas Andrew Jackson went to Peter Cartwright and thanked him for his obedience to God. Because of that, Peter Cartwright was the man that God used to get Andrew Jackson saved. A genuine conversion. Andrew Jackson said, if I can find 100 men like this, I can run this country. I can change this country. Not in that order. Where are those men? Where are those faithful witnesses that delivereth souls? Where are those that are willing to stand up and say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done? Rather than, as we say in America today, kissing up. I don't, folks, I'm not a respecter of persons because my father isn't. I will show respect to people that deserve respect. And if they're insincere and disingenuous, I don't have no time for them. And if they're going to blatantly tell the American people one thing and do the opposite, I'm going to obey God and call that person out for what they do before all of them. The Bible says that we're to rebuke before all that others also may fear. Oh, but you don't do that to the President of the United States. This reminds me, going to another thought, of when Barack Hussein Obama was in office. And what we did as a ministry is we wanted to make sure that we were broadcasting into Chicago and in Washington, D.C. So we purposed it. Matter of fact, we even flew to Washington, D.C. to broadcast live from Washington, D.C. to call out the crimes of President Barack Hussein Obama, who had no business occupying anybody's office. The guy can't run a candy store and you want him to run your country? And where did he run it, friends? Right into the ground. But it reminds me of when a station manager said to me, Bradley, you know what? I know that Barack Hussein Obama is criminal. I know that he's committed lots of crimes against we the people, but we still need to respect the office. And I said, yeah, you're right. That's exactly what I'm doing. By reproving him for his crimes against we the people, I'm respecting the office. And of course, I had to bring in the equation into the conversation that a lot of men fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants that you've been conditioned to submit to. And the president to occupy the people's White House is a privilege, friends. And if that person that occupies the White House understands the great price that was paid for the freedoms in which we have, guess what he's going to do? He's going to magnify the same laws against tyranny and crimes in our own backyard. As did our forefathers, our veterans, in every given war. You know, the other day we were talking, and I got off on this thought of this sportsmanlike conduct that you've been conditioned to accept. I remember I was on the federal floor in Washington, D.C., and we were doing a tour, and this guide began to tell us, well, around here you have to just go along to get along. Really? Really? That's like sportsmanlike conduct, right? You're taught that your arch enemy is on the other side of the field and you're supposed to slaughter him. You're supposed to kill him so you get 6 points when you score a touchdown or whatever your sport of choice is. Right? And then if he gets hurt, you're right there to pick him up off the field and you're to be buddy-buddy with him, right? And you've accepted that mentality in politics. And now my thought goes to this. I remember when a guy that I like on radio said, it's not personal. And I just want to tell you it's totally personal, especially when the fact is that I come from a military family. It's totally personal when a politician lies, when a politician is busted in a scandal. It's totally personal when they steal, when they kill, when they call for unconstitutional wars. It's totally personal. Because at that point, I see that that person that has a privilege of being there to serve we the people is now attempting to desecrate the memory of those that paid the ultimate price to give him the opportunity to be there in the first place. It's not, folks, go along to get along. It's not sportsmanlike conduct. We're talking about our freedoms here. And freedom anywhere in the world, you need to keep in mind, has been paid for by someone that was willing to sacrifice themselves to give it. John 15:13. So, with that said, keep in mind Andrew Jackson is believed now to be in heaven. Before he died, he read the Bible 7 times through. and he told his family the only thing that he has that he can leave with them is the blood and the merits of Jesus Christ. He said, "Sir, I'm in the hands of a merciful God. I have full confidence in the goodness and mercy of God." He said, "The Bible is true," said Andrew Jackson. "Upon that sacred volume, I will rest my hope for eternal salvation through the merits and blood of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." All because of a faithful preacher. And that's what I'm doing here on the radio. And I get the letters. I get the emails. We get the phone calls. And the reason that we're the number one show on Genesis Communication Networks right now is just because of that. They're tired of politics. They're tired of their favorites in politics. They're tired of the circular reasoning. You know, I brought up earlier, and I want to interject this thought while I have it. We had a representative just the other day come out right after Twitter came out and said, no longer is it permissible on Twitter to call illegal aliens or criminal aliens illegal aliens or criminal aliens anymore. It's hate speech, they said. And it's interesting because right when that came out, I said, where's the law being enforced against Twitter? It's not. They're revising the definitions of words in the present. Illegally. They're subversive to American government. Well, this individual, this representative, by the name of Ted, wanted to get out there and play the people's hero and say, okay, so now are we supposed to look at U.S. code, so on and so forth, and so on and so forth, as obsolete now because Twitter doesn't want to acknowledge that people that come into our country illegally are illegals? And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, well, why don't you do your job and enforce it? Where's the DOJ, Teddy? When are you going to enforce the laws instead of standing there like an impotent government in which you are? Instead of doing your job and enforcing the laws and restraining men from sin, you put out a tweet acting like there was nothing you can do about it. Just like the President of the United States continuously does. Continuously. He sends out his tweets. That's not his job. His job is to enforce the law. And yet where are they at? They're derelict of duty. Derelict of duty, friends. Oh, Teddy wanted to play the people's hero, and guess what? He got the approbation and approval of men for saying the right thing, but doing nothing behind it. Isn't America, that's the very reason you delegated power to these people in the first place, was to enforce the law that they failed to enforce?
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
All you could see was water and wind, and it was very loud winds. So you can't really figure out what's going on out there. And later I saw the rescue squad, and I figured they were just responding to like a down power line.
Florence, now a tropical storm, and at least 5 people have been killed, including a mother and her baby, when a massive tree blew over in the whipping wind and crushed their house in Wilmington, North Carolina.
They had some old trees behind the house back there. It was only a matter of time for one of them to give, but you can't really predict any of that part.
Adam Sparks lives on the street.
I noticed that they were battening down and stocking up for the storm ahead, just like most of us were.
In the town of New Bern, North Carolina, many had to be rescued from rising floodwater, the result of storm surge.
We didn't think it would get that bad. I mean, the water's come from the yard before, but not up into the house.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, I didn't mean to withhold his last name. I was speaking of Ted Cruz. He was calling out Twitter for basically saying, you know, what the CEO over there said, that no longer... And by the way, folks, this is, again, completely illegal. It's subversive to American government. You need to understand that. This is an attack on your constitutional rights. But for Twitter to come in and say that no longer are we going to accept you calling an illegal alien, no longer are we going to accept someone that violates the law and commits a crime as a criminal alien. We're not going to accept that terminology anymore. We're not going to accept you calling these people these names. It's like if I go down the road and violate law and I get pulled over, I have a speeding ticket. It's like you can't call him a violator of the law because he just broke the law, and we're not going to let you say that anymore on our platform, and we're going to enforce it by censoring anybody that dare does do so. And that's, you know, apples and oranges, but it's still the same thing, folks, and they mean to redefine what's going on here. But again, I was talking about Ted Cruz concerning Twitter. And, folks, where is the DOJ to enforce the law? This is straight-up censorship. And you knew it was coming. And this is all started under the homosexual agenda in a major way. And the Muslims are right behind them attempting to make sure that anybody that dares speak out against us, we're going to censor as well. I mean, look to care. Look what's going on through the media. Again, every time CARE speaks up, what happens? The media is right there to put the MSM, mainstream media. What do? They put the microphone right up to their mouth, as if to suggest that they have a lawful standing. Oh, my goodness. Gluttons for punishment, right? Okay, so let's get back to this. We're talking about they would just sing louder. And we're talking about how in Protestant churches in Germany, they would just sing louder to drown out the noise of the Jews, gypsies, and dissidents. And by the way, you don't even have to worry about this for the most part in most churches in America today, because they just don't talk about the issues that need to be talked about. And the reason they do that, or they don't do that through omission, friends, is the fact that they're guilty of it, period. I mean, folks, just again, think about this. These professors love Jesus so much that they just simply disobeyed his commandments at every opportunity that they had. 1 John 2:4. And it says, he that saith I abideth in him, or he that abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And it also says, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Right? Now, let's go to Martin Niemöller, because I'm sure many of you heard this. And heard of this guy and what he said. But he said, first they came for the socialists and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. What happened to love, America? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Where is love, America? Oh, and we keep hearing in the professed churches all day long, oh, we love you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we just love you. We raise our hands and we praise Jesus. Oh, we just praise Jesus. And you walk out and you live your own selfish life. You love him, but yet you don't keep his commandments. Wow. What a hypocrite. Read Matthew 23. That applies to you. The whole of it. First they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out, of course, because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew, said Martin Niemöller. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. You've all heard that, right? What a sad lot of people. What a sad lot. Nobody looking out for anybody anymore. I don't understand it. I've never understood it. I played the fool to those that I've applied my heart to over and over and over again, only to have it stepped on once again and over again. Trying to love on those that I know that are at odds with me because of who I am. And the Bible clearly tells us that we're to love our enemies. And I don't even look at them as my enemies. In so many cases. I by the way, I'm for redemption. I'm a preacher. I'm for redemption, just to make clear. I'm for redemption. I also want to say this. I hate violence. I hate it. I mean, what you used to tolerate when you were a kid and thought you were all invincible, you're going to do this, that, and the other thing, and if you fell down, you got hurt, whatever the case is, you stood up and you took your bumps and you did it all over again. Yep, that's all good. But I hate violence. I mean, listen, I had a bird out in front of my yard one day. And this bird had a broken wing. And call me crazy, call me super sensitive, but folks, I didn't want to see it suffer anymore. So we put him out of his misery. I hate violence. Just for the record, I hate it. I can't stand seeing people get hurt. I hate it. I don't want to see it. But I'm in a real world. I don't want to be unforgiving towards people. I don't want to hate people. But there comes a point in America, within our hearts, that we have to stand our ground, and that's where we're at today. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's where we're at today in America. Because I'm not going to play the fool to fallen man, regardless of who they are. Going back to Martin Niemöller, he is perhaps best remembered for this quotation that I just read off. As a matter of fact, I've heard this quote many times before, but it was just recently that I learned that the man who said this was a prominent Protestant pastor during the time of Hitler and the Nazis' rise to power. And it was learning this fact that made all the difference in the world and understanding where this quote stemmed from. Putting it into context. This quotation stemmed from Niemöller's lectures during the early post-war period. His point was that Germans, and in particular, the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit through their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions of people. Let me ask you something, America, just to gauge you. You can gauge yourself with this question. If they can murder the innocent in the womb and get away with it, where will you put your foot down? If they'll make a prey out of your children, going so far as to now normalize pedophilia in your country, where is it that you'll put your foot down? When on a daily basis you're being lied to by corrupt politicians that are caught in scandals, and you know there's a lot of dead people around them because they were actually calling them out for who they really were, where is it that you put your foot down? I would ask the question, where is the love of God to look out for your brother? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. You love God, but you don't keep His commandments? You're a liar, and the truth is not in you. Where does it come down, America, that you put your foot down on what's going on? Is it going to be, and it's sad to say, but a lot of times you see ministries birthed out of tragedy. Where is it, America, that you say enough is enough? And I want to take that to what you say, regardless of who you are, and point the finger as to what you tolerate on a daily basis. How is it that you tolerate just the tip of the iceberg, just a couple topics that I highlighted? You'll tolerate just a couple that I've highlighted, and you say, but at this point, no more am I going to tolerate. Why is it that you suffer the abuses? Why is the law applies to you, America, but it doesn't apply to these? And the reason it doesn't apply to them, regardless if they're going to listen to you or not, it's only your job to preach the Word of God. And if they want to violate the laws that God established, well, then you lawfully deal with them. That's their choice, Deuteronomy 30:19. But where does it come to the point, America, where you say enough is enough? When does that happen? What needs to happen? Because according to those that we're highlighting right now, like for example, if we go back to Schindler's List, did you know that even when they were in concentration camps, knowing that their families were being murdered off in death camps, being burned up and sent out of these incinerators and falling on the church's cars, you know, the people, the congregants' cars, forgive me, that wasn't enough to stop Adolf Hitler. You know what stopped Adolf Hitler? Another country. You know what stopped Adolf Hitler and his regime? The destruction of the people in Germany, the destruction of Germany itself before the people figured out who the problem was. Where does it come? Same thing with Italy under Mussolini. He lied to them. He committed crimes against them. He had many of them killed off. He had them fighting their political opposition. I mean, I could go on and on. Right? Until finally the people had nothing left, and those that remained alive finally stood up and actually took Mussolini and his mistress, beat him to death, and hung him upside down in a public square for everybody to see what they won't tolerate any longer. After the country was destroyed, after millions of their own people were murdered, after they figured out and had to come to terms with the one who was doing the lying to them. Why is it that men suffer the abuse to that extent? I really don't understand you. But again, you're not thankful for the sacrifice, because if you were, friends, for the freedoms that you have, you wouldn't tolerate a politician or in any capacity in government or in your own house for that part. You wouldn't tolerate the smallest jot or tittle of violation of law. See how ignorant people have become in this country? See how tolerant that they've become? No, see how unthankful they really are that they tolerate the crimes in the first place? As for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord, and we're not going to tolerate it. in any sense of the word, starting within ourselves. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 1-866-582-9933. They would just sing louder. They would just sing louder. Talking about Martin Niemöller, putting it into context. He was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the border complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what had happened to the Jews. In his book published in English as Of Guilt and Hope in January of 1946, what a legacy, man. Wow. Here, Of Guilt and Hope. Really? See, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the sin and death. When you go to John chapter 3, it's interesting that there is no condemnation to them that go to the light. And for someone to say, entitle a book of guilt and hope, that has got to be a terrible place to be. John chapter 3, verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. How are they evil? Because they tolerated the crime. You know, we've heard Edmund Burke say that evil prevails because good men do nothing. That's not true at all. Good men don't tolerate evil. They deal with it. It's not true at all. The title of his book was Of Guilt and Hope. This is how he passed into eternity. He wrote this book of guilt and hope in January of 1946. He said, thus, whenever I chance to meet a Jew, known to me before, then as a Christian, I cannot but tell him, dear friend, I stand in front of you, but we cannot get together, for there is guilt between us. I have sinned, and my people have sinned against thy people and against thyself. Why? Because he didn't stand up for them. I mean, what he would have and could have changed if he himself and all of the church leaders in Germany during that time took a stand and spoke out against Hitler and the Nazis when it mattered most. I mean, can you imagine the change that it would have brought about? And although he did suffer spending the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, he still... listen to this. Listen to me, all of you do-nothings, all of you apathetic, you tolerant fools. Listen to me carefully. You go too. You're just hastening judgment by doing nothing about it. You're just hastening judgment by saying nothing about it. He did suffer, Martin Niemöller did. And spending the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, he still recognized his own guilt for not speaking out against tyranny. In fact, we could rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern-day church leaders of the day, as they call themselves. It would probably go something like this. First, they came for prayer in public schools, and I didn't speak up because, well, I wasn't a student. Nor did I even look into the fact that the Supreme Court is not above the law. But you know what? It doesn't really matter. Someone will stand up and do something sooner or later. Then they came to murder the unborn in their mother's womb. And, well, I didn't speak out because I wasn't an unborn child. I mean, after all, I was told that the Supreme Court could sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb by simply calling it a woman's choice. Proverbs 6:17. I don't know what this is about, but I'll bring it to you. Being led, friends. There's an article out there on the Sons of Liberty Media.com right now. And what it's titled is, The Big Talkers Need to Start Doing Something. Woo! The Big Talkers Need to Start Doing Something. And of course he's talking about Limbaugh, Hannity, Mark Levin, Savage, Beck, and how they're merely entertainers. It's my friend Dave Dabenmeyer, Coach Dave. Talk is cheap. You know, it's been said by the king of talk radio about Rush Limbaugh. It's been said that he knows how to assess a game, but he doesn't know how to play it. He's a great assessor, but he just doesn't know how to play it. Yeah, that is called a hypocrite, majorly. The big talkers need to start doing something. Paper tigers, they can write, but they can't do. Those that hide behind the microphone and are not a part of the culture war, they're worthless. Brand new article. Don't know why I'm supposed to say this, but I'm just following my heart right now. Just drop in. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The big talkers need to start doing something. Folks, their God is the golden calf. That's why they say nothing. Okay, the big talkers need to start doing something. They are. They're serving their gods that they declare that have delivered them. This golden calf that goes before us. And what's interesting about it, it was actually Aaron, the brother of Moses, that took the gold of the people and created the golden calf. And as they created the golden calf, they said, "These be our gods, O Israel, that have delivered us from Egypt." Oh, how foolish you are, America. How foolish the American people are today. Seeing it all over again. Now the big talkers need to start saying something. No, they should have been talking a long time ago, because if they were, we wouldn't be where we're at today. How many times have I warned of that, America? Again, regardless of how you take it, it doesn't matter. I was right, and I knew I was right. Because I'm not seeking my own righteousness. I'm seeking the righteousness of the God of heaven in Jesus' name, who's still alive forevermore. And the giftings are very much alive. God has not changed. Man has changed. The giftings are here. We can still hear him. He still leads us about. We can only do those things that which we see and hear our Father do, said the apostles. Same thing today. Read 1 Corinthians 12, the whole of it when you get a moment. Going back to Niemöller, wow, what a terrible place to be. If we rewrote Niemöller's quotes, we could go on and say, well, you know, then they came to murder the unborn in the mother's womb, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't an unborn child. And after all, I was told that the Supreme Court could sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb by simply calling it a woman's choice, and the people drank the Kool-Aid. Proverbs 6:17. Then they came for the legalization, say they, of two men or two women getting married to upend American sovereignty. And I didn't speak out as if to say the Supreme Court and justices have a God-given right to redefine what God himself designed. They do not. Their job is to discover and apply the law. And of course, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to be called a hater or a bigot. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20 verse 13, or Romans 1:24. No, can't have that. I don't want them calling me names. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak out for me because I never spoke out for anyone else, let alone God. Read Ezekiel 3. Folks, it's disgraceful what we're seeing from the pulpits in America today. Rather than seeing a thunderous barrage of righteous indignation against the murder of the unborn and zeal against tyranny and the seditious friends, injustice, immorality, we're hearing virtually nothing from over 300,000 pulpits. Silence. Silence. Or you have the false prophets making war against God, Micah 3:5. We're seeing a lot of that today. Woe unto you, America. Woe unto you to take heed to the false prophets. They drive you from the cross. They are false prophets. And they are all over the place today, boy. Collecting in on their books and their new movies and this, that, and the other thing. Folks, they're the very reason you're in trouble today. Because you've taken heed to the false prophets. But that's no excuse because you have the Bible too. To sin by silence when men should protest makes cowards of men. When church leaders, 1 Corinthians 12:28 says, well, I don't speak out against anything political. The murder of the innocent children, political. Homosexual marriage, political. A corrupt, wicked, and lawless administration that means to destroy your country and religious freedom, political. Do you live politics? Either you live politics and you do politics, or politics are going to do you, period. There is no in-betweenites. Here we see a Niemöller, a man who could not change the destruction that took place in the lives of millions of people. See, prevention would have been better than cure. He could not go back in time and right the wrongs, but America still can, because you have the freedom today to do the right things. I got a question for you. If not now, then when? If not you, then who? Again, together we can turn this destruction around, but if you choose to remain silent, don't be surprised when they come for you and there's no one left to speak out. And at that point, you can rest assured that others may sing loud enough to drown out your cries as well. We have the freedom today to do the right things. What are you doing with it? That's called the mercy of God. And I trust that you're keeping the commandments of the Lord. Deuteronomy 4, read the chapter. So stand up while we have the time to do so. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you talk, your neighbor will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.